We're doing the Maral, we're up to about 15 lines on the bottom in the standard editions, the second page of the introduction, the Dabal Zeh, and in the Hartman edition, it's page Yud Gimel. But the Dabal Zeh Shumuyutzich Leinu, Asibay Shidvayu Shunim Lanu, Kesefer Chatum. So because we are so distant from their level, because we're so far from their understanding and their wisdom, that's why when we read the works of the earlier generations, it's as though we're reading a foreign language. It's like we're reading a book that's sealed before us. And this gets even more severe when they talk about things of wisdom, things of depth, then it's completely beyond us what they're talking about. If they talk about halachas, it's one thing. When they talk about philosophy, when they talk about how Hashem runs the world, yeah, we don't understand what the Rishonim and what the Gemara is talking about. And even if we understand some of it, a person shouldn't think, I've got it all, or even half of it. Abai already said, I'm like the peg in the wall. How far does the peg go into the wall? That's how much I get from the tradition I have. So that's what Abaye said. So what can we say about ourselves? So if we find something from the earlier generations that seems illogical, it seems contradictory to what would seem logical to us, and a person starts thinking, I wonder what they were thinking. That's only an indication of the how much the one who's reading them is lacking. It's an indication on us. It's not an indication on them. When we read their works and we wonder what were they thinking, and they seem completely illogical to us, that's only an indication of how low we are. If a person reads their works and then he looks down at them, so he's foolish on two counts. He's foolish because he doesn't understand what they're talking about. And he's foolish on the second count, because he misevaluates himself. He thinks of himself as someone who's so smart, who really understands. Because if he wouldn't consider himself so smart, then he would say, the reason I don't understand is because there's something wrong with me, which is really the truth. If a person would say, well, our generation is so distant, we don't begin to understand compared to them. So then he's only foolish on one count, because he doesn't understand them. But at least he understands where he's standing. And that already is a level of understanding. We already said most people don't even reach that level. Even though you think it's easy, because who do you know better than yourself? But we deny to ourselves who we really are. And a person doesn't want to recognize where he's really holding. But if a person is truthful about where he himself is holding, and he ensures that he's not unfair about it, so then he ends up, at least that covers up for what he's lacking. Because if you know what you're missing, then you could also evaluate what others are worth. Otherwise you wouldn't realize what you're lacking. You have to appreciate there's something greater out there, and that's already a level.
Knowing
that there's more to know. Meaning when I say I understand, I'm smart, I'm not missing anything, so then what I'm basically saying is, I know what there is to know. And then I'm stupid on that count, because I'm ignoring what else there is to know. If I don't realize that there's more to know, so then I also don't realize I don't know as much. So if you realize what you're missing, so then that means you also have some level of understanding of what's left to know. And once you know that, you're already one step closer to it. You're one step closer than someone who doesn't begin to understand it. If you don't understand that such understanding exists, you haven't even entered the ballpark. So the best we can do in our generation is hakarat chesroninu min ha'mala, to recognize how distant we are from that level. And in that we are coming close. Not when we think, we got it all. Because that's really as far as you can get from it. When you think, I got it all, and you don't really got anything. Once a person decides he knows everything, or he's as smart as they come, so then he's already really, he's finished his life in a sense. He's already, his brain is rotting. He doesn't begin to understand what's missing. It's like we say, an allegory, we say, when flesh is alive, it feels the cut. When the flesh is dead, it doesn't feel the cut. So if you feel the cut, if you feel what you're missing, that's an indication that you're alive. You have an appreciation of what's going on. Because where you have no life, then you have no appreciation of what's missing. So what level can we attain in our generation? We can at least appreciate what we're missing. But if a person is at a stage where he doesn't even understand what he's missing, so that's the epitome of not understanding. And the truth is, you could see that here in Machon Meir all the time. Sometimes the newest students will fight the hardest. They walk into here, they don't know what it says in the Torah, they don't know what it says in the Navi, they don't know what it says in the Talmud, but they'll argue with me tooth and nail that that's not pshat. Chazal didn't say that. How do you know? You don't begin to know what Chazal is. Right, because he doesn't know anything, so he can argue about everything. We don't have to warn the sages in this generation. Because they all know that. Everyone who made it to the level of learning realizes that we can't take away anything from what the earlier generation said. And the sages realize how distant they are from the predecessors. The only exception are those that are already drawn to the direction of the apostates, and we won't talk about them. But what's happened? We have people who started learning Talmud, where really when it comes to Talmud, everyone knows that the more you learn, the more you understand, there's more to understand. That there's a... If you really understand, then you understand that there's a lot left to understand. But you have people who just started out, and they assume, once they start learning Talmud, that they know everything. They've mastered the depths of Talmud. And they're sure that they've gotten to all the depths and secrets. And then they come across things in the Talmud that logic dictates are ridiculous. So these people who are really beginners in Talmud, they don't mind to speak badly about the Talmud because they really do find things that are illogical in Talmud. And they don't remember what they should really be saying, which is, gee, they were so smart. They were the earlier generations. And wisdom, well, it remained with them. It didn't make it to our generation. They don't say what they should be saying, which is, we've lost all understanding, we've lost the depth that they had. So if I stand silently by while people are standing out there and saying, the Talmud is ridiculous, they talk about witches, they talk about warlocks, they talk about science, they talk about nature, and they don't know what they're talking about. So people will say all kinds of things, and if we stand idly by, so then we're at fault. Here we hear people mocking the wise men of the world. And it's really being unfair that they did us whatever good they could and we're paying them back with evil. They wanted to give us merits. They wrote down these things to try and help these latter generations who are so lacking. So to stand silently and not take away their shame and try to answer the claims people make against them, how could we do that? He says, but if I'd come here to explain everything they said to people who don't begin to understand them, I can't do that. And even more so, when people are looking for claims against Chazal, what am I going to say? But what I want to do, says the Maharal, in this work, is to take some of their words and explain them, and in explaining sampling, so from that sampling I will prove that everything they say that seems too ridiculous has a deeper meaning. So I'm going to begin with the sampling. גם כי בעזרת המחיי חיים יתבררו הדברים במקומם למושבם על סדר התלמוד. With God's help, in their proper place, other things will be explained. ולפיכך, אם יבקש אדם יותר, ימצא במקומו, כי באמונה דיברו מה שדיברו. And a person who wants to will be able to continue finding the answers in other places, but I'll give you the starting point. So my goal in this work is to give you a starting point to understand that when Chazal say something that seems ridiculous, I will explain to you many of those examples, and then the rest you'll be able to figure out from here.